an immeasurable amount too. So the learning tonight will be Le'ili Nishmas, so his name was Yaakov Tzvi Ben Yitzchak. Okay, so we're on page 32, Siman Kuf Lamed Hei. So we are discussing the halachas of, well, really the halachas of Monday and Thursday learning, Shabbos afternoon. So last time we got together for Shabbos, we were discussing where did the concept of Monday, Thursday, Shabbos afternoon learning come from. And we discussed about that, Moshe Rabbeinu and Ezra, and all that type of stuff. I shouldn't say stuff. But, okay. Base. Makom shemafsikim b'Shabbos, b'Shachris, wherever we stop Shabbos morning, sham korim b'mincha uv'sheini uv'chamish b'Shabbos haba. That's where we stop on the other days of learning. In other words, we basically reread Rishon. Not always, but that's basically what we do. Now, last time I left you, I think you might recall, with a question. And that is, okay, Monday and Thursday we lane. And we lane whatever is next week's parsha. So in other words, this upcoming week of Yiras Hashem, all I'm told is Noah. So yesterday afternoon, today and tomorrow, tomorrow and Thursday we lane Noah. What happens if they made a mistake? Can imagine easily this happening, right? Everybody, Bracious, Noah, I don't know. So let's say tomorrow, make sure they don't do that, right? They re-embraces, right? Let's say, you know, like, can imagine this happening. You know, the guy went hog, but rolled it all the way back, and so they open up, Bracious, oh, yeah, it's Bracious, whatever day it is. So they, or let's say they went the other way, right? They rolled it the other way too far. And they die, they're going to, let's say, somewhere, they do Lech Lecha tomorrow. So then what happens? So the Mishnah Berurah, well, let's say they made a mistake. So then what do? You have to go back and relane it. A very interesting Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says, look in the Piskei Tshuva who brings various opinions. And basically the Aruch HaShulchan Paskins, I'm not focused about, but basically the Aruch HaShulchan says you do not have to go back and repeat laning. Now again, if you use the concept, it makes sense, that side, because as we recall, the last time we got together, the whole purpose for laning Monday and Thursday is so you don't go 3 days without learning. I've discussed that, you all know where that's from. So, okay, so you're supposed to do it next week, but for my sake, you laned, you learned, I did something. So that's that opinion, and that's the way the Aruch HaShulchan comes out. Now let's look at the Ramah. Very interesting case. Vim batlu Shabbos achas kriyas haparsha b'tzibur kriyas haparsha b'tzibur. So let's say on Shabbos. Now we're not talking about Monday and Thursday, the Ramah. The Ramah is now talking about on Shabbos. Right, so we discussed that a little bit last time also. Let's say they didn't lighten. No, we don't relate to this, but you know, Chas V'Shalom, there was a pogrom, everybody had to get out. You know, like, no, that's so. Back east, you know, sometimes it could be a blizzard, right, something like that. And so they didn't lane. So then what do? So let's make a simple case. The Ramah's case is they didn't lane at all. Didn't lane at all that Shabbos. So the question is, what do you do next Shabbos? What do you do next Shabbos? What do you like? Do you learn Lech Lecha? Or do you learn Noach? What do you like? So the Ramah says, the Shabbos haba, korin osa a parsha, in parsha shaycha la osa Shabbos. You read both. Read both. As long as I don't have to learn, it's fine. You have to learn both. So, and Mishbur says, obviously, you have to read it in order. In other words, you read, let's say hypothetically, you read Noach, and then you read Lech Lecha. That's the way you would do it. And the reason is because that's the order. That's the way, from the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, the Takana is to read the Parshas and to finish them. So that, Kedei Lashlima La'am mitzvahs uchukim. Everybody knows the halachas. Everybody knows. So it has to be complete, right? People in computer business know you leave one little sector out, completely, you know, the whole, so I got mostly right, but, you know, like left out a little thing, so it's blown. So that's what you have to do. Now, so that sounds kind of simple, but let's make a little more interesting. Let's say you didn't lane it all Shabbos. Let's say, but Shabbos afternoon they got together. Right? So in other words, a simple case that the Rama would be talking about is all Shabbos was wiped out, Chas v'Shalom. So the next Shabbos, you read two parshas. Let's say, whatever it was, the storm passed, and everybody got together at Mincha time. Shabbos Mincha. Now what do you do? You know where I'm headed. Now, the truth of the matter is, this actually happened in a way. This happened in a way. Remember one year when I was in yeshiva, so I was living in the Rashiva's house, there was a blizzard, Parsha Shkolim night, Friday night. A lot of stories about that night. But so in the morning, it was like, it was unbelievable. We couldn't open the door to the Rashiva's house because there was a drift against the wall. So somehow, me and my roommate, it was an outhouse, me and my roommate, Leib Rakov, somehow we got out. But the Rashiva, there was no way the Rashiva and the Rebbe were getting out of there. And we got to yeshiva, and usually there's hundreds of people, especially Shabbos morning davening. I think we had 20, maybe. So that's a little different. So like 90% of the minyan wasn't there, couldn't make it. So could we, we'll discuss this next time, could we and Mincha laying the whole parsha, the one that most people missed, and then do the Rishon? Could we do that? Okay, so, and we'll get into other, what happens if you missed a Parsha, and the Parsha you missed, Parsha that was missed, was let's say something like Vayechi. It's the last Parsha in a Sefer. So now, let's go back to the simple case. The whole Shabbos class was blown, so we're reconvening next Shabbos. So now we have to learn both Parshas, right? But we're going to be transversing. We're going to be transversing a sefer. Now, don't forget, we're not talking about how you're going to break up. Don't forget, on Shabbos you only have seven aliyahs. You're reading two parshas, so you have a double parsha. So you know, like normally we have a double parsha, so you know it tells you, you know, how you double it up, you know, with aliyahs. But, you know, you're going to have to figure out how to double up. Now, you know, and whenever we lay in a double parsha, I'm sure you all know the Tazria Masorah, whatever it is. So there's no end of an aliyah at the end of the first parsha, right? Like, Revi doesn't end after Tazria. And then we start Masorah with Hamishi, right? We bridge it. There's an aliyah, let's say Revi or Chamish, whatever it is, that bridges the two parshas, right? Okay, so could you bridge two parshas that are in different svarim? That's how it goes. Okay, so as you say, we're running a little late. So we'll. Oh, and of course, the question, of course, also is the other, last question I'll leave you with is the case I was talking about, which actually happened, Parsha Shkolim that year, where. Let's say in a shul, there was a minyan, but a vast majority of the minyan didn't make it. So then what do we say? Do we say, again, the Rama said, that if the shul missed laning, what's considered missing? I don't know. Satmar base medrash, the Lakewood base medrash, thousands of pounds, 10 guys show up. Right? Not because everybody's away, but, you know, some type of thing, right? So, like, not and Mincha, everybody's there, right? So, in other words, there was something that, so, but they laned. They laned, again, like the case I had, we laned. But, like, a vast majority of people who normally come and would have come and should have come and all that, all the kuddas, didn't make it. So, we laned it, but the attendance was really drop. So is that considered we laned it? Laned it. And therefore, next Shabbos, we only have to lane one parsha, or whatever we answer for Shabbos afternoon, however I'm not going to. Or do we say, no, most of the people were out of the box. So therefore, it's considered as if everybody missed it, and then we're going to have to double up next Shabbos. That, yes, Mr. Josie.
You can't read it.
You don't want me to, you don't want, that's not enough questions?
No, you need a perspective. You can't do it at home by yourself?
No. You have to read a bit Sibur, right? You need a minyan.
Always?
Yeah. Right? Orthodoxy, right? You know, you can't come to shul. Can't email it in either. I'm here, right?
Excuse me. It was Parsha Zohar, you have 90% of the...
Well, this was Parsha Shkolin.
That's not a device.
No. Depends what you want to hold. Well, that's what you missed. I don't know if you were here last time. Like last time we discussed, Monday and Thursday, Shabbos afternoon is clearly Yerubam, but we discussed about what Shabbos morning is.
So Shabbos morning is Parsha Zohar, and 90% of people miss it. The whole Shabbos is blizzarded out.
Right.
What do you do?
Okay, so that's sort of like, let's see what we're going to answer by the Yerubam. Let's see what we're going to answer by the